was amended in 2013, and monthly payments from state treasury are made to registered religious and philosophical organizations for each member aged 16 or older. Registered religious and philosophical organizations receive the same per person funding as the National Church of Iceland. Regarding consultation, all drafts of bills and regulations are published online in an official government website, so-called consultation portal, that aims to ensure cooperation and transparency. It has an open access, and religious and philosophical organizations can voice their opinions. Regarding children, if both custody parents belong to the same religious or philosophical organization, the child is automatically registered in the same organization. If the parents do not belong to the same religious or philosophical organization, or if one parent is outside religious or philosophical organizations, the child is not registered in any organization. In those cases, both parents must agree on registering their child in such organization. If a child has reached the age of 12, their opinion shall be sought. And children who have reached the age of 12 must also sign the declaration with their parents. Children over the age of 16 can themselves decide to register to a religious or philosophical organization. The Children Ombudsman in Iceland has published information pamphlet detailing various information about when children may do certain things, and including stating that at the age of 16, they can register and unregister from religious organization without parental involvement. In 2013, the then Ministry of Education and Cultural Affairs issued guidelines on the communication between schools and religious organizations, emphasizing the importance of high quality religious education in a multicultural society. And this criteria is still in use. Such education should not be the responsibility the aim is to educate students not about specific religions, but all, and their content, sacred objects and customs, and not indoctrination of specific beliefs. It's also emphasized in the guidelines that students and parents should not be put in a position where they have to account for their personal belief. Field visits to religious organizations and visits by their representatives to schools must take into account the above. And as much as possible, students and parents should be avoided in the position of having to explain the views of their lives, as previously mentioned.
Thank you. And lastly, Ásthildur, if you could answer questions related to issue 22. There's very little time left.
I'm aware of the time. I will try to wrap up quickly. First, I want to answer